I'm Stephen Pythman, and this is Connections, the podcast. It may be the most famous tune connected with the marriage ceremony, but it's only one of many classical works that celebrate the union of two people in holy and occasionally unholy matrimony. The concept of music written especially for or about a wedding came relatively late. For centuries, wedding music would have meant church music, and as such would have been dictated by the sacred requirements of the ceremony. But by the Renaissance, some changes began to appear, particularly when it came to the marriages of kings and other high nobility. The first marriage of the philandering Henry IV of France was annulled in 1599 because his wife was unable to give him an heir. He then married the Italian Marie de' Medici in 1600, but since Henry was too busy to attend his own wedding, the bride's uncle represented him in a proxy ceremony in Florence and slipped the ring on his niece's finger. Henry caught up with the bride 2 months later in Lyon, where the French ceremony was held, as well as a ball, theatrical performances, and music in the streets. Anonymous Pavan for the Marriage of Henry IV and Marie de' Medici from 1600. About 130 years later, Johann Sebastian Bach produced the wedding cantata Weichet nur betrübte Schatten, or Depart, Sad Shadow. The work ends with a gavotte, first played by instruments, then sung, and followed by an instrumental finale. It is possible that Bach adapted this movement from an existing instrumental dance, but some music historians think that it actually accompanied dancing in the original performance. About 120 years later, Felix Mendelssohn wrote incidental music for a production of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. The intermezzo between Acts 4 and 5 is the famous Wedding March, probably the most popular piece of music by Mendelssohn, and one of the two most familiar pieces of wedding music ever written. Wedding Day at Trolldhagen, a piano piece by Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg, was written as a gift to his wife, Nina, to commemorate their wedding 25 years earlier. Thank you. I'm Stephen Pythman, and that's just a sample from this week's hour-long Connections. You can listen to the full show at capradio.org/connections. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Connections, the podcast. And thanks.